dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space. CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host, Sean Eubanks.
Hello and welcome to Blunt Business Radio. I'm your host, Sean Eubanks, Vice President of Strainwise Consulting. And we are talking to Todd Simpson today of SaturnRanch.com. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So give us a little bit of background of Saturn Ranch and who you are and how you got into this business. Let's talk about that.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we Saturn Ranch manufactures topicals, basically CBD topicals and edibles. We started about 2 years ago when our daughter had a migraine that wouldn't break. It took about 2 months. We had MRIs and, you know, on tons and tons of meds and everything. Nothing would break it. We decided to try cannabis and started with CBD, which helped a little bit, and finally worked up to where it was a one-to-one, kind of a fairly heavy one-to-one, high-dose one-to-one THC and CBD gummy that finally broke it. And in the meantime, we had been developing some topicals, some creams, just like for, you know, to rub on your temples and that sort of thing to help with it. And it was pretty helpful for her, but it also we found was good for other topicals, aches and pains, you know, almost anything like that. And decided to just give it to our friends and see what happened, and everybody loved it, and it just kind of became a business on its own from there.
Excellent. And so what was your background before you got into the marijuana business?
Architecture.
Okay. And are you still an architect?
I still have my own firm, absolutely run here in San Francisco. It's booming. We're also in the cannabis business in that area, as we're doing a large scale a cannabis business park down in Desert Hot Springs called Cochillin, and that's 175 acres of grows and extract labs and kind of a crazy big development down there. So that's keeping us plenty busy. But we're trying to get this off the ground as well, just because it's helped a lot of people, and that brings us a lot of satisfaction.
Incredible. So on the 175 acres, is that something you're developing yourself, or are you building an outdoor grow there, or what are you up to on the 175?
I'm the lead designer on it. I've been working with the developer we've been friends and colleagues for 15 years or so. And we got an investor involved about a year and a half ago, and got the land and have been going. So I don't have any skin in the game as far as grows or anything like that. I just have been designing it.
And so tell me about that design. Is it something, is it primarily outdoor or a combination of both, indoor, outdoor,
it's
greenhouse?
It's indoor. We've got greenhouses. We've got light depth. We've full 100s of thousands of square. Well, there'll be 3 million feet of indoor grow when it's all built out.
Wow, that's incredible. Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
And so outside of just, doing architectural stuff with it, are you going to be able to source products there? Is there any kind of partnership and potential there, or are you just helping them out on the architectural side?
Well, I've made a lot of friends, obviously, as we work together. So it definitely gives us a lot of resources as far as, sourcing our oils and our extracts, that sort of thing, for sure.
Okay, so along those lines, Todd, and if you don't mind, if this is too personal for you, feel free to tell me to back off, but it's fascinating on the sobriety for booze thing. And John Mayer famously just came out and said he's switching alcohol for cannabis. Can you, so in your situation, you had determined, hey, that alcohol was an issue and pills and addiction along those lines. How did you walk yourself into cannabis, and that switch in your mind to from maybe AA or traditional ways of to, hey, I'm going to ask.
Yeah, for sure. I had tried AA. I'd been to rehabs. I'd been to inpatient facilities. I'd pretty much tried everything. And I mean, honestly, I'd been smoking weed along with you know, all the other partying, and my wife is the one that said, "Listen, well, I got sober. I just broke it off, white knuckled it. And it was about a month mm-hmm. in, and it, you know, had dry drunk rage issues, and I mean, you know, things that happen when you sober up." And my wife said, "Go get your card and go smoke some pot," because she knew that I was a much happier person, even when I was drinking. That, you know, when I would also smoke pot, that it would, you know, it would mellow it out, and I'd just be a much more pleasant person to be around. So she was the one, honestly, that got that ball rolling.
Wonderful. And how long have you been sober?
Coming up on 7 years.
Congratulations on that. And so,
thank you.
Are you completely, obviously, so alcohol is not a part of any of the equation, right? You're completely alcohol-free?
Nope. Absolutely.
Yep. Wonderful. And then, so did you combine your cannabis with AA or anything? For our listeners, what did you do? Because obviously, Todd, you have a tremendous amount of will and discipline to just go white knuckle and quit. However, there are a lot of methods out there. Tell me what you combined with cannabis and how that led and how you think that contributes to your daily ability to stay sober.
AA didn't work for me. It just didn't take. It doesn't work for everybody. It was just 100% white knuckle. I wish I could say there was some other magic thing. Meditation helped quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Just a standard Zen Buddhist kind of meditation. Nothing too heavy, but just sitting there and shutting up and breathing. And honestly, that's it. I was done. I mean, anybody that's truly quit and stayed sober knows you kind of do hit that point. And I don't know if it's the moment of clarity or whatever you want to call it, but I mean, when I was done, I was done.
So yeah, I agree with you. I gave up alcohol myself 5 years ago, and it was just simply from a situation. If someone was to try to drill down on why I stopped, man, a multiple of reasons. I started riding a bicycle, and obviously you can't be hungover for that. It was simply a lifestyle change. I wanted to be healthy, and then a combination of some digestive issues, right? But I can tell you when you're starting to decide, hey, I might want to give this up. It's a test of maybe a couple of months or something along those lines. You kind of have these milestones. But to your point, you know, you're not. It's no longer a daily thing like maybe an AA scenario. But you're just you kind of move on with it, and you find out that your life is simpler without it, and you know, easier. But I agree with you. Individual decisions is really what drives this, and you have to know yourself. And if AA is your thing, that's great. And if it's
absolutely
not, you know, hopefully you find it another way.
Right. Well, I mean, honestly, there was a different look in my wife's eye. I saw that she was done. I said, "Oh, it's real. It's actually real this time." So okay. So I took a good hard look and said, "Yeah, we're done."
Incredible. No, well, congratulations on that, and it's wonderful that you made that decision, because a lot of people, and on the addiction side, even when their spouse comes to them, they're just, it's still too much for them to overcome. So congratulations on that, for sure.
Thanks.
So are you a daily consumer, and how do you consume?
Yes, and pretty much any variety. I like to change it up, and when you do use cannabis daily, you know, sometimes different methods become ineffective. So switch from a vape pen to take a walk with a joint, or you know, edibles, kind of just to switch it up. And depending on what sort of effect you're going for, if it's it's going to be a long work day, and I got to just kind of put my head down and do what I got to do. You know, you do an edible in the morning that's not going to get you too hammered, and just keep you kind of on an even keel for the day, so you can function but not lose your shit, frankly.
Right. And so you're kind of, you're monitoring it yourself, and sort of, there's some days obviously where you're like, okay, it's a little bit of an edge, but I noticed you shifted to the edibles. And so that is your attempt throughout the day is to manage focus with relaxation and, you know, all those things. And so you're able to kind of methods. And it's interesting. I don't meet a lot of daily smokers, because you know, you get so much of the plant when you smoke a joint versus a controlled dose at maybe a lower milligram through an edible or some other method.
Right. Right. Well, like you said, it's self-monitoring and going through and just keeping track and kind of knowing what, how different things affect you in what ways, and just to keep that even keel, just to kind of keep it right in the middle.
Well, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be rejoined by Todd Simpson of SaturnRanch.com. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Running a successful cannabis business isn't easy. Successful businesses need to have strong people to achieve long-term results. At Live Advisors, we believe people are the heart of business, and training people can help you infinitely grow your business. Learn more about our offerings at liveadvisors.com.
Strainwise Consulting is the most sought-after consulting company for cannabis business applications and management contracts. We consulted on the first recreational license in the world and have had an over 95% success rate on applications submitted. The industry is growing at such an exponential rate that building a powerful and lasting cannabis business is a number one priority. Here's Strainwise's Sean Eubanks.
In our first 5 years, we branded and supported 9 medical and recreational marijuana dispensaries and approximately 160,000 square feet of sophisticated and efficient product cultivation.
Strainwise Consulting has the experience and expertise to guide you through the process.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Fuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Fuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Fuber way.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm your host, Sean Eubanks, Vice President of Strainwise Consulting, and we have been talking to Todd Simpson of SaturnRanch.com. Todd, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks so much for being candid in that first segment, talking about your own addiction and things like that, and solutions, more importantly, for people who might be considering giving up alcohol and pills in other areas. So thank you so much for being vulnerable and sharing your story with us.
Oh, not a problem. I hope it helps. That's all I can say.
For sure. Okay, and so topicals are, is that your number one selling product right now?
It is. Our body balm is our number one seller.
And then, all right, so what other products were you using before you decided to make topicals? I mean, you were you using another type of topical, edibles, or how are you treating your daughter? And I kind of want to go along the product development lines and how your product came to market.
Sure. We tried topicals. There's a number of them that are there available on the market, as well as tinctures and gummies. And so we just decided to try to kind of make our own because, you know, why not? Just give it a shot, see what happened. We could have more control over that. A lot of them had petroleum in them, and we didn't like that, the topicals. And because everything else it was in, it was carriers to bring, you know, to carry that stuff into your skin, and we didn't want the carriers, you know, we didn't want petroleum carried into our child's skin or into our own. And so we were looking at developing different things just for our own use. And then when we found it to be effective on our daughter and on ourselves for our various aches and pains and whatnot, started giving it to our friends, and it seemed to be helpful for them, as well as a couple of friends that are massage therapists, and another one's a chiropractor, and they wanted to try it on their clients just to see what would happen, because they had found a little bit of relief for themselves on as well. So by that time we said, well, we might as well make a company out of it, you know?
Right. And so were the topicals that you were using, were they CBD and THC, a combination of those, or which ones
We tried a combination. Yeah, we tried a combination of different ones that were pure THC only, or some that were CBD only, and mixtures as well. And we found the most luck with CBD only as far as our topicals were concerned. Edibles and tinctures, that tended to be more a mixture, at least a one-to-one.
Okay. And then, so you were trying those, she was responding to them, your daughter was responding to these, and then how did you initially go? Were you just doing research on different vendors that you wanted to sell, or did you know right away, hey, I want to develop these products and I know an avenue for that?
Honestly, it happened more just kind of organically and by accident. We never said, this works, let's make a company. The company kind of already existed without really existing. You know, we were already wanted to just kind of more make it legitimate. So,
okay. How do you make a topical? What goes into that, and how were you able to do it at home before you decided, hey, I'd like to go into manufacturing of it? How do you make a topical?
It just depends on what kind you're doing. It's just a matter of getting the ingredients together and in the right doses or the right mixtures to get the consistency of the one. And honestly, we knew how much of the CBD that we wanted in it. A matter of getting the rest of the formula built around that to where it was a nice consistency, didn't seem to melt in the bottle, or if you had it in your pocket, it wouldn't melt. You know, these sorts of day-to-day things we had to think of.
Sure. And then did you know right away that it was going to be profitable or that it made sense to go ahead and go into production? Because, you were using for your daughter and she was responding, but when did you make the decision, all right, we're gonna produce this on a larger scale and it makes sense from an investment standpoint?
We're just a mom and pop. We don't have investors. We're not large scale at all. We're still doing a very small scale. Every batch is handmade, in a small batch and poured by hand. Kind of because we like to keep that amount of control on it. We're not trying to conquer the world. Honestly, we like to tell people that we're trying to make a living, not a killing. So that's our primary goal, is to help people. And if we can cover it, that's cool, you know.
So as part of your marketing strategy, are you going out to dispensaries? Are you currently in dispensaries in San Francisco? Or how are you navigating that space?
Everything is word of mouth and online. You can purchase online is your best bet. We're not in any dispensaries at this point. So we're not against that. We just haven't had the time to get out there and started hustling that end of it.
Right. Well, that's coming for sure. I know that we at Strainwise, we have a presence out from top to bottom in California, from cultivation to also even distribution, all the way down through the retail level. So I wouldn't be surprised. And we're working with a couple of clients that are in your area. So I'd love to kind of make that connection when it's appropriate and see if they want to have you on their shelves. I'm sure they would like that, Todd.
Oh, we'd love to do that. I don't want to mean that we're not trying to go big with it, but like I said, we want to keep an incredible amount of control. So I would really appreciate those connections. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be speaking with Todd Simpson of SaturnRanch.com. Take a look at www.saturnranch.com during the break and take a look at some of those products. We're going to dive into full spectrum hemp extract topicals and other products that he has available. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, Lady Marijuana, lama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm your host, Sean Eubanks, Vice President of Strainwise Consulting. We have been talking to Todd Simpson of SaturnRanch.com. Todd, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much. I'm having a fun time.
Yeah. So what is a premium all-natural full-spectrum hemp extract? What do you mean by full-spectrum hemp extract?
That just means that the extractor is using every bit of the plant, so nothing goes to waste, and we're able to pull all the reported hemp benefits out of the plant and get them into the product.
Okay, excellent. And is hemp grown outdoors?
Yes, outdoors and okay. In the Netherlands.
Oh wow! So you're sourcing it from there. Okay, so when it comes to you, it's already been classified as hemp. The THC levels are low enough. Everything has been tested. I mean, is that how you purchase it?
Correct. Yeah. Yep. Correct. That's exactly right. It's grown to be under the acceptable level of THC, which I believe is 0.3%, and we get the oil itself, we get the extract itself already from a manufacturer.
Great, Todd. And I get to travel a lot, and I get to see all the marketing for hundreds and hundreds of CBD vendors. What do I need to look for? And do I need to look for full spectrum only? What are some other characteristics of CBD provided through hemp that I need to watch out for and be mindful of?
A reputable grower for sure. Clarity. Mm-hmm. Make sure that the lab extracts. Look up the labs that are testing the extracts. Make sure that they're reputable. That's your primary thing. Most of them are, to be honest. We haven't really run into anybody that's sketchy, to be honest. I know there are some that are out there, but we've had really good luck with the people we've run into so far.
Okay, what made you decide to source from the Netherlands versus maybe a local California source?
It has to be grown outside the states. It has to be grown outside the states legally. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Okay.
Just per current rules, that's why it's got to go. I mean, hopefully we'll be able to use, hopefully as laws change, we will go to an American manufacturer for sure.
Well, and it's great that you got that experience, international experience too. Kind of tell me a little bit about what you know and what they do well and how that's worked out for you.
They've been at it for a while. That's their biggest thing. They've got the years of experience. They've been at it for longer than anybody really. So that's been our primary. It's been the primary help in that area as far as we're concerned. The company that we buy through is in the States. So they're the ones that are actually sourcing it. There is an intermediary here in the States.
Looking at your website here, so you've got the first thing, which everything is very affordable, tremendous. I mean, obviously, you have the look of someone that's doing it on a massive scale, and I think it's tremendous that your heart's in the right place. You're wanting to get the product out and help people, educate them. I mean, for example, just your full-spectrum hemp extract body balm is only $10.
That's for a small jar. That's for about a quarter-ounce jar. Fifth of an ounce, I guess. So it's a smaller jar. It's about the size of, say, like a large jar of Carmex for size comparison.
Yeah. And so in that, I mean, what do you recommend that you do on the body balm? So I'm a cyclist. Maybe if I have a little bit of knee pain at the end of a ride, should I put it on before? Or what are you using that body balm for?
Yeah, if you have some knee pain, either chronically or often, then yeah, try it on before you go. Before, during, and after. I mean, it's not going to hurt you to do it at any time, but I would put on before. I also have some knee issues just walking and running around, so that's what I use it primarily on, my knees for sure.
All right, and I don't see any edibles here. Are you using, for your daughter, is she using the balm or is she using edible, combination of both?
We make her actually a tincture for when she's got some flare-ups. But edibles are the whole thing. You get the FDA involved, and it's a whole different set of rules that you need to deal with. So at this point, we're as small as we are. It's just not something that we're really doing. And until we get into some dispensaries, then we'll definitely have them available there. Because it's different rules, obviously.
Wonderful.
Through dispensaries.
What other products, if you given everything was wide open, what would you love to sell? Would you go on the oil side of things? What would you love to see as far as your product development with CBD?
As far as future products that we're coming up with?
Yes.
Yeah, our tinctures, we've had a lot of success with our tinctures for helping to sleep at night and for reducing anxiety and you know, body aches, inflammation, those sorts of things, all the fun stuff that cannabis can help with. So that'd be the one that we'd like to get out there, because it has really been helping the people that we've just been giving it to at this point.
Excellent. And so is that tincture, is it a 1-to-1? What is the ratio CBD to THC?
It's high CBD, and we do have some that have some THC in them, but mostly high CBD.
Do you envision your products, Todd, ever helping people with more serious diseases, say a cancer diagnosis? I mean, obviously THC is going to induce appetite. My mother is having a surgery next week, actually, that's not cancer related, but very serious. And she's in a state that doesn't have safe access. And so what I'm kind of navigating is, you know, what things I can offer her that will, you know, really stimulate appetite, because she's going to be taking opioids, she's going to be on a lot of pain medication, and so I'm having those conversations with her to work on that. But do
Sure.
you envision a bigger theme, a bigger opportunity to treat people with more serious diseases, and would you, if you could do that, would you do it in the form of tinctures or balms, or how would you approach that?
Absolutely. I would love for that to happen, and I would go primarily with tinctures. I think just, you know, a sublingual situation is pretty darn effective. But you can also mix that with topicals, such as we've got a family member that has had radiation and has been putting the body balm mm-hmm. on the radiation burns, and is the doctors are asking her what she's been putting on it. Those sorts of things are definitely helpful in that respect. And yeah, definitely, I would love to see it go, because I mean, I'm just a big believer in the plant and everything that it can do. So yeah, for sure, I want to see it. I would love to see it help with bigger issues like that.
Outstanding. And so these doctors that are asking about the bombs that that she's putting on for the radiation, do you find those conversations are limiting, or do you find more and more interest from doctors and more interest from healthcare professionals?
There has been more interest. Of course, we're in San Francisco, so we might be in a bit of a bubble here, but we've not really found a whole lot of pushback when we've been telling doctors what we've been doing. So that's encouraging. But again, here, you know, San Francisco, what you going to do?
Absolutely. So, Todd, what's your hope for the industry? Where do you think it's going, and what do you think specifically for California? Obviously, you're going to have and the largest market in the country, probably one of the largest markets in the world. What's your hope for California?
Just everybody be cool. Honestly, it's obviously there's big business opportunities. I mean, all the things that surround with going legal with rec and everything else. But I think just normalizing it, just realizing that, yeah, it can help, and it's just not that big a deal. It's not going to hurt anybody, for crying out loud, and it's helping a lot of people. So it's just, I think it's more of a social, you know, a social shift in attitude.
Yeah, I so agree with you. We're breaking into new markets in California now, and most of the time we're in a situation where we're the very first cultivator to come into town, and when we have these meetings with these city officials, things go really, really well, because they start to see who marijuana professionals are, and most importantly, who they aren't. Their vision of what it yeah. might be is usually incorrect, and it's just in their defense, it's just a matter of educating and showing them, look,
yep.
these are normal people. And the community outreach has been tremendous, and so I think all of us have the responsibility in the industry to be advocates and understand that whether we want to or not, we might be focused on our business, but we are also representing the cannabis industry.
That's absolutely correct. I'm with you 100%.
Well, Todd, thank you so much for joining us. I want to thank all of you for listening to this edition of Blunt Business. You can download episodes of our program by going to cannabisradio.com, bluntbusinessradio.com, or subscribing to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and now iHeartRadio. Please do support Todd Simpson and his company. Tremendous, tremendous company. SaturnRanch.com out of San Francisco, California. Give them some love and some interest there. And Todd, best of luck to you in the future.
Thanks so much. I really had a great time.
All right, everyone. Until next week, we'll see you later.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com.
Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.